One of the biggest mistakes parents and coaches make is that they assume that kids know how to play the game properly. I'm talking about basic skills, like throwing and catching, fielding ground balls, and knowing how to run the bases. They assume that because kids have played for 3 or 4 years, they know how to play. Not true. We have seen many players in their teens who still make a one-step throw, catch with one hand, catch in the ball in the webbing, and have no idea how to bunt the ball properly. This could be one of the major reasons why so many players drop out of baseball after the age of 12. If they don't experience some success at the basic fundamentals, why would they want to continue at the higher level?
It doesn't make any sense to me either why someone would want to continue in any sport if they couldn't perform well enough to be even a little bit successful.
You know, Al, players are put on the stage many times during a ball game and no one can help them out. Every time you're at bat, or playing a ball in the field, it is a test of your skills. For some, the test is too difficult and results in the player moving to another sport or hobby. Remember, we're dealing with young players who are not always physically able to perform the skills consistently. Being on that stage can be a great experience, but it can only be fun if parents and coaches just relax and let the kids play. If coaches take the time to teach skills, the game will be more enjoyable for fans, parents, players, and coaches alike. Al, sometimes players really surprise us on the field.
One of the great features of baseball is that not always does the offense win the game. There can be two out and bases loaded when a diving catch is made on a line drive to end the game. Instant hero.